You know, my calling is to fight every day against the lies in the system. Now, I know it's not me doing it in my own strength. Sometimes I try to do it in my own strength, and I get knocked back, and I get chastised, and I get corrected, and I know that. But one of the reasons I'm mad is because, you know, people that you loved growing up with, family, marriages, in-laws, outlaws, people that you kind of cared about, people you rough shoulders with, you know, there's so many lies out there that messes people up that I might not be able to help them, you know, but I might be able to help one person or two people or three people. And if you help one and you help them see the game, they might get really popular and use the information you give to reach a lot more people, you know. I think I've reached a million people with John 3:16. John 3:16 will get anybody saved. But you know, I attack the Pentecostal doctrine, the Catholic doctrine, the New Age, the Jesuits, the Freemasons. I attack all their doctrine. I'm not attacking the people. I'm attacking their belief. There's a difference. I'm attacking the beliefs, the legalists, the narcissists, the psychopaths. We've all had areas in our life, because the old flesh mind is nothing but evil and sin. So when you speak about this stuff, you're actually convicting yourself many times to keep yourself straight. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not playing games with people. And if he put something on your heart to go and reach certain kind of people, he's not going to lift that calling. He might add to it or change it a little bit, but I don't think he's going to lift it. I'm not God, so I can't say for sure. But when you look at the prophets of old, they had a certain calling, you know. Elijah, Jezebel. You had the Cain and Abel archetype. There's always an archetype for different kind of people. You can actually see what's going on in the churches. And then when you look at Revelation 2 and 3, you can actually see what's going on in the heart of people, the saved people. If God, through his word, rebuked the churches in Revelation 2 and 3, then you know that we all, at some point, every one of those things in Revelation 2 and 3, we all at some point have had to be rebuked by those things. I forget which church it is, but one of the churches, he rebuked them. He says, "You let that Jezebel in the church," you know. Then he rebuked them. There's a lot of We all have some lukewarm areas in our life, right? There's a lot of stuff in Revelation 2 and 3 that everybody needs to read those chapters. It'd be nice if we read them every 3 months, Revelations 2 and 3. Just read them and apply it to yourself. Yeah, it might be written to some churches. Ephesus, Thyatira, Philadelphia, and all them different churches, Laodicea. But it's good to read it and apply it to yourself, you know. You know, he talks to the angels of the church, the messengers, and that tells you right there that a lot of the angels are ministering spirits, and sometimes they need to work in a situation to get you convicted, you know, bring you back to your senses, you know. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is doing it. I'll have to look that word up in the Greek again, but it says to the angels of these churches, I have somewhat against you. So that means there's some spiritual warfare going on all the time. There's serious spiritual warfare going on every day, every conversation. Every person you rub shoulders with, there's warfare going on. Because people have a tendency to misunderstand what you mean or what you're saying, and they take it wrong from their perspective or their experiences in life. And it takes a lot of communication to really find out that you're really on the same page, you know. A lot of times you're on the same page with somebody and you don't even know it, and you're fighting with somebody, but you're actually saying the same thing. That's sad right there. That's really sad. You're saying the same thing, but you're fighting because you're not listening to the other person's perspective. That's a thing, people. That really happens. Because most people don't have a conversation anymore. It's just they jump to conclusions instead of saying, well, what do you mean by that? Instead of getting upset, they should just say, what do you mean by that? People get offended over little stuff. But my calling in life is to destroy any doctrine that is contrary. I'm not going to reach the whole world, but I'm going to reach a small group of people, you know. Let me give y'all a little bit of advice on a health issue. About a month ago, I had on my ankle, I had like a scratch, and it turned into like a little rash or something. I tried a lot of different things to get rid of it. I think it was rubbing against the shoe, and it kept coming back. So I put some chapstick on it, and their irritation went away. So I did that for like 7 days, and it went away. Using chapstick. Other stuff that I tried wouldn't go away. Pretty cool. So whatever your calling is, find it and do it with all your might. And don't give up, and just keep going. God's going to teach you. He's going to get, if it's something in the work life, he'll teach you. He'll rise you up to the top if you get serious about it. Sometimes you have to give your all for a couple of years. Just go into it 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, and you become an expert on something. And then it's like, oh, this is easy. Whatever your calling is, go for it. It'll be revealed. Everything is progressive revelation. I didn't know this was my calling in life till it just appeared, you know. Progressive revelation. Everybody has a calling, has a gift. That's a fact.